Text numéro 9. Anxiety is contagious. Here's how to contain it. As my class began on Thursday, March the 10th, I looked around at my undergraduate and graduate students. Their faces were somber. I asked how they were doing, but I already knew. My students were waiting to get an email from the president of Brown University. It was rumoured that Brown may be closing for the rest of the semester, and the announcement was scheduled to go out early that morning. Perhaps the most difficult part of this pandemic is the uncertainty we're all facing. Uncertainty about how contagious and deadly coronavirus is. Uncertainty about the travel that we have planned. Uncertainty about the economy. Uncertainty about our jobs. Yet, uncertainty can be compared to a virus itself, one that is only adding fuel to the anxious fires burning in many of us. This is because uncertainty triggers the fear centres in our brains. Knowing how this process works, however, can help us take proper countermeasures and develop better mental hygiene. First, it's important to understand that fear is a basic human mechanism. It helps us survive. When something scares us, we are triggered, and through fear, we learn to practice behaviours that will help us avoid that danger in the future. When we successfully avoid that danger, we then feel rewarded. We inherited this three-step mental process from our ancient ancestors. See saber-toothed tiger, trigger, run away, behaviour, live to tell our kids to avoid that part of the savannah, reward. While fear helps us survive, when mixed with uncertainty, it can lead to something quite bad for our mental health, anxiety. And when anxiety is spread by social contagion, defined as the spread of affect from one person to another, it can lead to something even more problematic, panic. Fear and anxiety are two emotions that spread easily from one person to another. Worse, thanks to social media, you don't need to be in physical contact with people to catch an emotional infection. Constantly scrolling through the latest news on your phone or desktop is like walking by people who are sneezing fear. The more you read, the more you are likely to take on their worry and spread it. The problem is that these emotions keep us from being able to think straight, and when overdone, they no longer protect us from dangers. Rather, they become the danger. There are ways to combat this. Perhaps one that may be really effective, according to my research and that of others, is mindfulness. We've found that even simple app-based mindfulness training, which teaches people how to use a number of exercises, significantly reduces anxiety in healthcare workers, stressed physicians, and people with generalized anxiety disorder. Adapted from Harvard Business Review, March 2020.